Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Paula V here, host of Why Am I So Happy? I'm just so thrilled to have you with us today. I'm thrilled to have the beautiful lady that I am interviewing today. You're just going to really enjoy her and her fascinating stories and what she does. Today with us is Marcy Kosich. She is a multidimensional healer, reader, channeler. She does so much. She's clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudient. She's a medic intuit. And something that I'm excited to chat about today is that she uses high frequency binaural tones. So this is going to be so fun. To start off, Marcy, please tell us a bit about yourself and what brought you to where you're at today and on the path of what you do for others.
Sure. I was part of emotionally abused in an upper class society, a city in the Bay Area in Piedmont. And my friends and I started off this journey where we were abused, neglected. And it just started out where we started dabbling in psychics, tarot, clairvoyance, clairaudience. And when I was about 22, my roommate and I, we decided to move. I had a bunch of deja vus right before that where I took off up to Washington and had about like 10 deja vus where it was apple picker, or it was some gypsies from Florida, and they would go apple picking. And it was in the middle of July and there wasn't any apples. And it just started off with seeing visions, having things I thought was for the moment. And then right after that, my roommate and I left, and I ended up doing au pair work for a family of four where I had more deja vus, where the father had a white room with a white carpet, and they started me off on my journey with channeling. And it's just been very much guided since then. It's been a 35 year journey on many masters, many healings, many teachings. And every time I go one way, my guides would send me a whole different direction.
Oh, it must be fascinating. It must be absolutely fascinating.
I've had many, many powerful experiences.
Oh, boy. What's it like to be clairvoyant? I mean, so many of us hear that and meet people in that area, and it's just so mind-boggling to think of this beautiful ability that you have that has opened up. Is it something that anyone could do, or is it basically, do you think some people are chosen?
No, part of what I write in my book is a muscle. It's like artists learn to paint. Animals are very intuitive and psychic. We have been trained by religion and culture not to use our abilities, but we're either the hunter or the hunted. And so as we practice more and more, it opens up on the many chakras of our third eyes and our abilities. And the more we trust with my friends and I that I've had through the years, the more you get confirmed by other people, you can do group readings, practice with each other. And the more you acknowledge it, and the more you use your pineal gland, which is your third eye, then the more you can do the ability of it. Part of the pineal gland is, I do it in the dark, which we have the serotonin and the melatonin in the pineal gland. And when it starts to get dark, we start getting more aware. And we start getting more psychic. And you can practice that a lot more, you know, as far as practicing your awareness.
Yes. Oh, it's fascinating. So really it's something anyone could tap into, such as, you know, with myself being a Reiki practitioner, that's a door that anyone can open. But what they do with that is the same theory is what I believe. I tell my Reiki students, practice. You know, and just really pull that in. It's so exciting. Tell us about what that means for you to use high frequency binaural tones. What is that?
Well, what it is somebody did it on me when I was about 25, and then I worked on Arenum, which is an international psychic scout company. In fact, I was looking at my, you know, 5-year anniversary, even though I don't work there anymore. I started doing on a lot of different people on there because I was on a webcam and they were on Skype and they would be chatting. And so they would feel different headaches disappearing, aches and pains disappearing. It's a release. What it basically does is everything is sound and frequency. And so when you do high pitch energy like Tibetan bells, the monks use their low tones, which actually goes into the theta brain, which is 40 to 45 hertz, which is beats per second, which activates, because we have the alpha, beta, delta, gamma, theta brain waves. And mm-hmm. as we open up the pathways to the higher frequencies, the beta and the gamma, our brain and our energy gets more open and more aware. So when I get the tones, it releases the denser energies on people's energies with past lives, post-traumatic, inner child, and it breaks up so that more light energy can come in, and the light has light codes in it. So it's kind of like opening up a valve and releasing the energy out of it.
Oh.
It's breaking it up, the vibration.
I love it. I love
energy.
It.
I do too.
Yeah. So when you're working with clients, do you use the same tones on everyone, or do you get a feel of what they need to have resonate with them?
I get a feel, and I've got the masters with me. I've got like a council of 12, and one of the people that I used to do readings on in Arena, named Amy, she did transmitting with Elohim, and they're like, we like what you do. And they went in through her and did some high-pitched tones. And what happens is a lot of times because of my clairaudience and my guidance, I'm being told different tones to use on different people. Sometimes it's feelings. And so where your blockages are, it goes from like a liquid energy. The more we repress, deny, fear, then the more we suppress, then it goes into a solid energy. And as that breaks up the energy, then it allows more light to come in for a higher frequency.
Oh, I love it. I love it. In my office, I have a Tibetan bowl, but what I use a lot of are my crystal bowls. And I just love the energy from crystal bowls. It's all
so
fun.
It's a matter of switching from the carbon energy, which is our dense energy, which is kind of our more primal energy, and we're in the process of going to crystalline energy, which is more liquid energy that's going on at a higher vibration.
Oh, I love it. It's fascinating, isn't it, Marcy?
It is. I've seen so many changes on so many people. It's been amazing.
Would you like to share
my mission.
A story with us? People love stories. Is there a particular story you'd like to share?
Yeah, well, I worked on somebody today that's a client, that's a friend, and she's a, you know, Native American, and she's going to school, and I've been working on her for years, and she's right before she's going to a test, I just got done doing some tones on her birth, and I said, was there a problem with your birth, because she had a twin sister that died, she had a lot of, like, a cyst ovary, and I cleared out some energies and the cellular memory of the birth on that. So everything we have, I took a rebirthing class one time where even when we're in the womb, we have cellular memory. We have past lives with a cellular memory. And that's why about 6 months ago, I used to have my name, the Tone Zone, and I woke up with a multidimensional healer, and that just clarifies everything that I do.
Oh, wow. I love it. I love it. How long have you been working with the tones, Marcy?
I've been working with the tones for about 5 years. But before that, when I was over doing the au pair work after my roommate and I left, the chandler that I saw, I said, what do I do? I was about 22 years old. I said, what do I do? And they said, you do psychokinesis. I said, what is that? They said, moving and clearing energy. So with my clear audience, my clear voice, and my clear sentience and the tone, I'll see, feel, and hear the energies that are coming out, the people that are releasing. And they'll see, feel, and hear the energies that's coming out. It's like an emotional weight loss.
Oh, wow. I love it. I love it. That is so fun. That is so fun. Oh, my goodness. And you also are a medic intuit. So is it you're picking up on things with a person's health?
Yeah, because everything's in the aura.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's all part of the clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience. You scan the people's bodies. People, 75% of diseases is the emotional, the mental level. It's nothing to do with, you know, doctor giving prescriptions. It's releasing the old energies that are going on. And as you release it, what happens when I hit the notes, it hits the eighth level of the person's DNA, where that activates where they're starting to heal themselves.
Yes.
Like a trigger point.
Yes. Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, we are going to pop out, everyone, for a break, but Marcy and I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Thank you, Marcy.
Oh, you're welcome. I love doing this.
Oh, yes, and it shows. I just love it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just popping in, I am with Marcy Kosich today. She is sharing some great information about frequency tones. She's clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudient. She's a medic intuit. You were just discussing in that prior segment, we were talking about the amazing effects of the high frequency tones. I understand, Marcy, that you have that on YouTube. Can you tell us about that and also share how listeners can reach you?
Yeah, there's many ways to reach me. My YouTube is KOSMAKS Cosmics, Cosmos, COSMOS, and I have a lot of my tones on there, and a lot of the people, they fall asleep because they feel really relaxed. I have clients that are psychologists, therapists, many different, like, demographics, and a lot of times they fall asleep, it relaxes them. And so I've done different tones through the years, and some of the ones that I've done were separate, were mid-tone, high tones, and low tones, because different people are affected by different frequencies. And so with each five-minute segment, they can interchange their tones that they want. And people are loving it. That's why I've done all the tones on there. Some of them are channeled, too, with the frequencies.
Yes, yes, I love it. How can the listeners reach you, Marcy, and get a hold of you to work with you?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn under Marcy Kosich, or Marcy the Multidimensional Healer. That's how I found Paula, or Paula found me. You can also email me at marci.kosich@yahoo.com. You can also Facebook me, and you can also put a statement to say, you know, I listened to Paula's radio show, and I can get a hold of you that way, too. So I've gotten other clients that are now friends through other radio shows that I've done.
I love it. I love it. Tell us about your book that you have on Amazon, We're Off to Be Wizards. Tell us about that. Tell us about your trilogy.
The trilogy is We're Off to Be Wizards. Is my friends and I, when we were like 16, 17, and we've had journeys of being abused, and we just kind of like ended up dabbling in this stuff and ended up becoming more aware. And the second book is I'm Off to Free the Wizard, where people that started in my first book ended up selling me out mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically, financially. And a lot of times, my passion is to empower people, to get people to take back their power of what people are jealous or competitive or many different things that they do. And the third book is called I'm Off to Be the Wizard, which is some of my stories as to, you know, healing abilities and what I've done to other people, and then all on Amazon.
I love it. I love it. What inspired you to write those?
Well, people keep on asking me, it's like, how did you start? And as you can see, my life has been so complex that it's a hard way to start when I first started out. And it's also, you know, empowering. I gave up at age 8 because of the emotional abuse that I had. And I started off, you know, working on myself and healing myself, or being guided onto a lot of different things, realizing that I had these masters and guides all along with me. And it's just re-empowering and taking back my power and teaching other people to take back theirs.
I love it. I love it. I see from your bio, you've also been on talk radio, and you discussed stories of awakening and a new earth. What was that about, Marcy? Tell us, share a little bit about that with us.
Well, the earth is going into a new vibration, and as we're going into a higher frequency of energy, the earth has parallel universes along with it. And what happens is, as we're going into a higher vibration from carbon energy to crystalline energy, we're getting that higher frequency to kind of match the new earth.
Wow.
Of the parallel dimensions.
Yes. That's fascinating.
It is.
So it's, the frequencies are going to match the new earth. So is that, do you see that as a positive shift?
Well, it's group consciousness to get people, everything is a frequency. So the more denser people, or the more people living in fear, they will be in their parallel universe. As you raise your vibration and your frequency, you will be in the higher vibration that matches the parallel universes that are going on. And a lot of people get stuck in the same things happening over and over again because they're in that low frequency. And as you raise that energy, those situations won't match you anymore.
Yes. Yes. I love that. Myself, I am so into frequency vibration and where we reside. I've done speaking engagements on that because it is. It's huge, isn't it?
Everything is frequency. Mm-hmm. They used to use tones to help move rocks. Everything, it's old, you know, healing abilities that are going on that people don't understand. Sound, color, and light, they all intermingle with each other. There's a really good book that I read. It's called Hands of Light Healing, and I read it when I was, like, in my 20s, but I use it as my Bible, and it explains so much about frequencies, sounds, lights, colors, frequencies, and it was all channeled by Hyonin. And you get that one on Amazon. And when I read, I'm like, oh, I understand all this stuff. This is what I'm doing.
Oh, I love it. And isn't it fascinating how everything works together? You know, the tones, our frequency, our energy, our mindset. So many things. It all comes together.
It is. And that's what I'm like saying. As a lot of times what happened is, as I continued on my spiritual journey, I didn't match a lot of people that, you know, chose to stay at the frequency that they were at. And it's kind of like notes. If you move up a note, you don't match with all other energy. So I ended up losing a lot of friends, losing a lot of family, that people that just don't match me anymore. And now, like with Paula, with her high frequency, she and I, you know, match each other because we both are on the same spiritual journeys.
Yes, yes. I really believe that is so true, that where we reside and where we are frequency-wise, we bring more people to us in that same frequency. It's really so beautiful and so fascinating.
Well, a lot of my clients are now good friends of mine, and we have on Facebook a group of the International Energy Circle. One of the people, Sana, I met her on Michelle's Cosmic Awakening. That's the radio show I did with her, was Michelle Walling. And she's also like our frequency also. And we started, you know, groups so that people can have a support system. Because a lot of these people are feeling alone. Mm-hmm. A lot of them don't connect with other people because they're not matching it. So I'm trying to connect other people with each other so they have a support group where their awareness is not their imagination, and it gets confirmed as far as the things that they see, feel, and hear, because people are like, oh, that's not true. But there's so many different energies, so many different dimensions, so many different vibrations that are going on, and people think that they've lost their mind. It's just actually, they're just aware.
Yes, yes. And you actually also assist people to connect with their loved ones and family that may have passed away, don't you?
Yeah, when part of it in my book, I was talking about when I was like 18, and my great aunt had died. And what happened was I was with a friend of mine, and we went to go visit my uncle. And when we were in the bedroom, it was quiet. But when I went into the bathroom, I'm like, this is your Aunt Nita. And then I went back in the bedroom, and it was quiet. And then I went back into it. And so she was one of the first people that contacted me as to, you know, starting me on my journey. And then my father's father, I also do automatic writing and automatic drawings, and he wrote that I was meant to be a psychic. So this journey has been many different people on contacting the people that have passed over.
Yes, yes. Oh, I love it. I love it. We have about 2 minutes left in the show. Marcy, what last words would you like to share with the listeners today?
Well, I just want to give some tone so people understand the energy vibration.
Great.
Okay.
Yes, I think that's a great idea.
Then I'm going to do the monk's tone, which goes into the 40 to 45 hertz. Some examples that I wanted to give them.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Your energy all shaking. Oh. I can feel you vibrating.
Oh, I love it. You just spread those beautiful tones around the world. Isn't it wonderful, Marcy?
It is. And if people could tone together, I was reading that helps for the earth and energy, and it hooks up to the grid, and that's what's shifting the earth.
Yes. Yes. I mean, together we can make such a difference for the planet with coming together and raising the vibration and being, knowing we're energetically connected. I just think it's
right.
Such a powerful, beautiful thing.
It is, and that's why I'm guided to, you know, connect and heal and teach, you know, and release and all that stuff and teach people their energy of the whole thing too.
Yes.
So they can start taking back their energy and their awareness and their power.
Yes. Oh, so fantastic. I love it.
I do too. Oh. I'm so happy we got to connect and do the radio show.
So am I. I'm so thankful to have had you on the show. We'll just have to stay connected. I really want to say thank
We're
you.
We're on Facebook and
yes.
We connect and
yes.
You know, that's all exciting.
To all our listeners out there, thank you for joining us today. Love, hugs, blessings. Love, hugs, blessings, Marcy. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Everyone, this is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on BBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program, and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Paula V here. Oh my gosh, I am going to share with you today just an inspirational young man. He has an amazing story to tell and just the vision that he has. It's just remarkable. Let me welcome today Joseph Burgess. Joe,
thank
I want to say
much,
you're welcome, honey. I'm just so happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. This is an awesome, awesome experience. I love you. I love the title of your show.
Oh,
it's you truly are happy, and I love you for it.
Oh, thank you, Joe. I'm just so happy that we've connected. I really am.
Definitely. Meeting you has been a life-changing event for me. It has turned my life around and has given me, it was at a point where I was really low and when I met you, and it turned me around, and now my life, everything is in synchronicity, everything is in perfect timing. There are no mistakes in life, and you're perfect to come in my life right now, and I'm more than happy to be here with you today and
so great.
Be with your viewers.
That's so great, Joe. Tell the listeners today your history and what you've gone through and your accomplishments.
No, okay. That starts out, well, actually, to be honest with you, it starts out in 1974. And of all days, it starts out on Valentine's Day. My parents, they went out for Valentine's dinner or whatever. Then they went home. Then they kind of felt they were feeling a little lovely. So out of their love that they had for their God and for each other, they conceived a child. 1 week shy of 9 months later, I was born. And so I was a being that was born because of love and of love unto this world. My entire life, I've always been told that I was born out of love, that my parents had me out of the love that they had for their God, for each other, all that stuff. So I've heard that my whole life. Then I was in a car accident when I was almost 19. And that car accident, it changed my life. I was going down the road, and somebody cut me off going around a curve, and I was going about 85, 90, 95, and I rolled my car going two or three times into a field, and some guy who was living out of the corner, they heard the tires squealing, he ran out, could hear me snoring from, like, yards away from him. He's never heard anybody snoring so loud in his life. And then he noticed, as they were back up a little bit, as he noticed the car that I was racing with turned around, they came back, they sat right on the corner, and I guess they observed that I was in a car accident, I must have almost died, or I did die, and then they left. So that person, I have always had their perception in my mind, and I have always had what it must be like to be that person who is actually... I mean, I couldn't do that. You just almost killed somebody. So So I couldn't do that. But I don't know, back to the story. Regardless, I guess I'm just sort of trying to compass everything, but I don't really have time. Lo and behold, I was knocked unconscious. I was in a coma for, in all, 23 days. My brain was so swollen, it was touching my skull for 6 weeks. In the first 4 days, I was a stage 3 on the Glasgow Comatose Scale, which is a scale that ranges from 3 to 15. And 3 is no response to any sort of stimuli. And 15 is consciousness, cognizant, like any of us are, walking around or whatever. You lose some consciousness when you get drunk, so that knocks it down to like maybe a 12, 13, 14, whatever. But the average person is a 15 walking around. I was stage 3 for 4 days. And with that, at that point, I was at a 99.9% mortality rate. Meaning that there's 999 other people who have suffered the same injury as I have that are no longer with us. So that kind of pointed out some of my importance in my journey. And then another stat is, if you take those 1 out of the 10, or 1 out of the 1,000, you multiply it by 10, I am literally 1 out of those 10 people that survived out of the 10,000. I am 1 because of the cognizance and the consciousness that I had following my accident. So I am here miraculously, I guess you should say, yes. Or you could say. I have a bigger reason for being here. I did what I came here to do, which was survive. But then now my job is to help everybody else and help everybody see what love they truly are. And the love that I was born onto into this world is exactly what I've returned to, and which is allowing me to live my life in love. And it's all through my suffering. It's all through, I guess it all boils down to, everybody's going to need to read my book when it gets done.
Yes. Yes. In the next segment, Joe, I want you to share the information about your book. I know the listeners are going to be so interested in that. It's going to be tremendous. And so what I'm feeling is, you know, you survive this amazing challenge. You're a miracle. And now you really have a passion to help others, don't you? And to inspire others.
Definitely. My friends, my people who know me know that I am the most selfless person. That, I mean, I'm not here for myself anymore. I'll be driving down the road and I'll see somebody who has been driving down the road, saw a kid with a broken arm trying to load a lawnmower up onto the back of a pickup. I stopped so that I could help him do it because I'm like, hey, I don't want him to suffer any more than he has to. He has a broken arm already. My dad is a lot the same way. My dad will be driving down the road, see somebody on the side of the road, and see if they need a hand, and they'll still stop and help them with their car because he's a mechanic. My mom is a nurse, and she's done that my entire life, too. If she saw an accident, she would always be one of the first people to stop and go make sure that everything was okay. So it's kind of in my genetic code that I'm a giver unto the universe, unto the world. But it's not... I say that I'm here to heal this world, to fix this world, whatever. And the funny thing is those aren't just words with me, because I've actually developed a course that it breaks it down into 9 steps, all the different ways, all the things that are necessary so that you can transform your life into anything that you want to do. And it's just there's so much stuff that I am. I keep jumping around from subject to subject to subject, and I apologize about that. But my book is, I have so much to say. Holy cow, I never realized I have so much to say in such little time. I have to plan this a little bit better next time. But I don't know, my book is my goal right now. It is going to be it's going to be called, the working title is hashtag You're Not In This Alone. Because I've done everything that I've done alone, and if somebody would have been there to help me in the way that I've helped myself, I would have loved it. I've been here to help people. I everybody I'm around, all my friends, they seem to get better than they were before they knew me. The people I've met in life have repeatedly told me that they're better people for knowing me. I say all this not out of like boisterousness or anything, like boasting or anything whatsoever. It's the fact that I never accepted any of that stuff. I have had all these good things said about me, all these wonderful things said about me, but I'm the one who had to go through my trauma. I'm the one who had to think that I was nothing, who had to think that I was worthless, who had to want to kill myself, who thought that I was useless, who thought all these things, and all these other people in the world have always viewed me as special, as inspirational, as motivational, as an earth angel, as a human angel, as all these things, as a guardian angel. And I myself have had the hardest time up until this point accepting that is my reality, because it was the fear of I'm not good enough. And the reason I believed that was because that's how I was raised. I was raised to believe that I wasn't good enough, and that's how society raises everything and raises everybody and wants you to think, because if you have the power to do whatever you can do, then society isn't going to have control over you. So by gaining your own personal power and loving every single thing about yourself, all your mistakes, everything that you've ever done, any time that you've ever messed up, it isn't a mess up. It's something that is supposed to point you in the correct direction so you can choose a better life. And that's all it is. And my book is a very subconscious thought book. It's, you read it and you associate with it, and then it sort of just sinks into your mind. And then at the end of the book, it's going to be everything laid out. I'm going to connect all the dots so that when you look at it and you're like, hey, that happened to me. Most people, the general population, just lets it go. But one of my tricks that I learned after my accident was, because I had a horrible short-term memory, was to take notes. I took notes on everything. Every time I thought something was a really good idea, so I'm like, hey, I don't want that thought to go away. That was a really good thought. I'm going to forget it. So I would write it down. Well, then I pieced it all together, and then it's like, hey, that makes a lot of sense. And so then it's turned into what my book is, what my coaching is, what my course is. I've been studying for 23 years, and it's taken me 23 years to, because that's how long. And back to my accident, the first 4 days I died. I literally left my body. I can tell you exactly what it looked like to be in my room. I can tell you what my room looked like. I can tell you people were coming into my room. I can tell you my mom was trying to resuscitate me. All these things happened, and then all of a sudden I was sucked back into my body, and then I went on with like the trauma and stuff like that, and the recovery and all everything. But that whole point is there's more to life than just what we see, what we perceive. I have been witness to leaving my body. I've been witness to my soul outside of my body. And so I want people to understand that, because if we can understand that, then there's no fear of death.
Yes.
You know, our loved ones that have passed.
And Joe, when we lose the fear of death, we see through new eyes, don't we? That's how I describe it. You see through new eyes.
Exactly. It's seeing through a vision of acceptance.
Yes.
And and eventually the awareness turns into an understanding that, okay, maybe that person is bad, maybe that person is evil, but that person is bad and evil because how tormented are they in their mind? You know, I mean, in order to be that way to everybody else, you have to be tormented in your own mind. So I don't know, I'm not going to use the example that I normally use, but I often have swayed the perception of people of a certain dictator in this world once they learn about how he was as a child. When they learn about when you learn about why somebody or how somebody is raised, then it begins to make sense why they are a certain way, because whether it be cultural or societal or familial reasoning, because like my family made me not always doubted that I had the ability to do anything. They didn't think that I could. They always thought that I was lazy. They always thought I was a mooch. And so my entire life, I've always thought that. I've always adopted that. I guess I am. So I never turned into anything. And then when I finally released that fear that they all were holding me back, when I released that, all of a sudden I've had a podcast. I've had all the stuff that I've had. I mean, I live this life that, honestly, I love my life. I love the highs. I love the lows because it's life. It's yes. What we're here to do. We're yes. here to live our lives, and that means experiencing the feelings, experiencing the emotions, living the fear, living the love, understanding why it is we're having the fear, and then eliminating that from our existence.
Yes.
And only by acknowledging the fact that, or the reason that we're fearful, can we truly get rid of it and become beings of love.
Oh, Joe, you are just such an inspiration. I just love it. And with the challenge that you've gone through, your coma, you are an inspiration. Oh, well, honey, we have to break out for a commercial. Okay. But everyone, Joe and I will be right back. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I am with Joseph Burgess. He is an inspiration, a man who has conquered challenge. He has come through great trauma, an accident, coma, and his vision is to help others and to share a good word and share love. I am so inspired by you, Joe. And when we went to break, you were sharing information about your book with us, and I would love to go back into that. But first, right. Would you please tell the listeners how they can contact you, Joe?
Oh, not a problem. Pretty easy. All you have to do is you can either call me at area code 989-430-1801. Or you can email me if you would prefer, and we can just start a discussion that way. And my email address is lovelinguist, LoveLinguist at yahoo.com.
Excellent. I love it. Well, tell us some more about your book. I know you're still working on it. So,
yep.
What are your plans and your thoughts and all that on your book?
My plans on my book are, I have a copy of my book. It's called The Myth of Perception, and it's on Kindle. It's an ebook. So please feel free to go to Kindle and look for The Myth of Perception, Joe Burgess. And you can pick up that there if you want. And that's kind of it's kind of a tease. It seems that everybody who's read that, because that was my best effort at putting forth some stories of my journey out to the world. And the people who have read it, who have contacted me, have said, well, I want to know more. Can you tell me more? And stuff like that. And that's what they're all thinking when they're reading it. So I decided that I was going to work with an editor. And I was working with an editor for a couple months. I ran out of money, ran out of funding because of my head injury, because of my situation in life. I am on disability, so that's part of the struggle, and that's where I'm overcoming. But I had plans to start working again with my editor, who was going to be helping me with interpreting how to make it more palatable to the general public so that it can become what I aspire to is to pre-sale it or have pre-sales of it. And I'd like to sell quite a few copies before I ever even publish it. And then when I publish it, I have more visions and more things that will come, but that I don't want to go and get too far ahead. But that's the goal for that. I'd like to pre-sell 250,000 copies of my book, not because it's going to be an outstanding book, but it will be a good book because my editor is helping me with it, but because of my story, because of what my message that I have to tell, because of how I want to teach people through my book, through the subconscious thought, because that's truthfully the only way that you can really get to somebody and make them understand is through subconscious thought. And I've never seen anybody, I've never heard of anybody who's actually tried to do what I'm doing, but it's how I do things, it's how I teach people every day. And those same people that I teach every day are the same ones that love me as much as they do. And it's because I'm doing it. I don't, for example, I was in a bar restaurant one day, and there was a young lady sitting next to me, and she was talking to the bartender, and she was talking about these issues that she was having in her life or whatever with her boyfriend or whatever, and I don't even really know, didn't pay attention. But then all of a sudden I just said, can I say something? And she's like, all right, fine. She crossed her arms and she gave it to me. What do you have to tell me now? And I'm like, you know what? You do you. Don't worry about anybody else. Don't worry about making somebody else happy. Don't worry, and all this stuff, but you do you. And I don't remember exactly what all the conversation was. It was only a few minutes. But for the rest of the time I was sitting there, every single person that knew her that came in there, she's like, hey, this is Joe. He's awesome and all this stuff. And that was a complete stranger. Aww. And I do that every single day to people. And I help people every single day. And that's the only way to do that is to be able to get myself out there. And the only way to get out there is to get money. The only way to get money is for my book to be what it is going to be. It's not, the book isn't, and to be honest with you, once I'm on my feet completely, my book is going to, I'm going to be using the funds or the profits from my book to be facilitating a nonprofit organization that I want to develop, and it's called the UBU, which is the Universal Brain Understanding. Because of my understanding of the brain and because of my understanding of consciousness and psychology, I want to have this organization that where everybody is just be equal. It doesn't matter what religion is. I want everybody is equal. There's nobody better than anybody there. And I want to, that's truthfully, that's probably my start to healing this world is with the UBU, because the world, it's interpretation that makes us all think that we're different, that we're separate, but yes, we're not. So once we move the interpretation from our perception, then we just use the, we all do the exact same things. We all think exactly the same way. We just, you have the interpretation that we use to place labels on it or place reasons or justifications or anything like that. It's all just interpretation.
Yes, yes. So, with a few moments left to go, Joe, last positive messages would you like to share with the listeners today?
I would love for every single one of your listeners to know that they are loved by me. They are loved by you. They are loved by more than they even know. Knowing that you are loved is the most important thing to anybody in this world. When we don't feel loved, we feel useless. And when we feel useless, then we feel pity. When we feel pity, we start to beat ourselves up and we don't feel worthy. So we have to love ourselves first and foremost, and we can't allow anyone to take that away from us, because if they take that away from us, they've taken away our true essence of life. So we each need to walk in love. We need to be in love with ourselves first and foremost, and that's the biggest message that I would like anybody to take away from any of this.
Oh, that is a powerful message, Joe. It really is. It's a powerful message. I am so excited for the completion of your book. It's going to be so beautiful. And it sounds to me like it's just written with love and caring and just a beautiful vision by just an inspirational man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You are a beautiful, beautiful woman. And I appreciate all your kind words and all your kind actions.
Thank you, Joe. And you know, you are such a positive note to everyone out there that has gone through challenges. You know, we can only imagine, some of us, what it must have been like for you in those months of therapy and then, you know, going on with the rest of your life. Okay, my life has changed. And what you have chosen for your path is so beautiful. So as we say goodbye, I just want to thank you so much, Joe, for all that you're doing for others.
Thank you, and thank you for getting my message out there, and thank you for helping me with my journey. I appreciate it. I need the help, so yes. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Anybody who wants to do it, anybody wants to contribute anything, if you want to just, if anybody wants to just talk, even if they just want to, somebody to know that they are loved, call me, email me. 99-430-1801 or lovelanguage@yahoo.com.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, thank you, Joe. And have a happy day, honey. Big hugs your way.
To you as well, my dear.
Thank you. And to the listeners out there, have a happy day. Big hugs, everybody.